This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
NATO condemns Russian moves into Ukraine and terror threat level raised as British Prime Minister plans new laws. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. NATO officials in Brussels held an emergency meeting with Ukrainian representatives Friday after the alliance published satellite images it says show Russian forces inside Ukraine. VOA's Al Pessin has the story from London.
Ukraine wants help dealing with the Russian incursion. What Ukraine got was more supportive words and a hint of more action next week at a NATO summit. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke after Friday's meeting, dismissing what he called hollow denials from Moscow.
Russian troops and equipment have illegally crossed the border into eastern and southeastern Ukraine. This is not an isolated action, but part of a dangerous pattern.
In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed claims of Russian military action in Ukraine. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Britain raised its terror threat level from substantial to severe Friday, as British Prime Minister David Cameron said. The poisonous Islamist extremist narrative is a big problem for his country and the globe. The decision to raise the threat level to severe was related to developments in Iraq and Syria. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now spread to Senegal, which announced its first case Friday. The health minister told reporters the infected person is a Guinean university student who sought treatment at a hospital in Senegal's capital, Dakar, this week. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has shut its laboratory in Sierra Leone after a healthcare worker became infected with Ebola. Nina DeVries reports from Freetown on reaction to the move and how it affects efforts to contain the worst ever outbreak of the disease.
People in Freetown, the country's capital, are worried. Taxi driver Morrison Vandy says Ebola is always on his mind.
Very, very scared. People are dying. Doctors are dying. Nurses are dying.
Vandy disagrees with the WHO's decision this week to pull staff from its laboratory in Kailaun. Security guard Dauda Kamara has similar views.
I'm pleading to WHO, they need to take the affected staff and to investigate how he affected the remaining doctors, staffs should be there trying to treat the victims.
Like most Sierra Leoneans, he wants more international help to come in. But with airlines continuing to cancel flights to and from West Africa, there are fears help might not come. Nina DeVries for VOA News, Freetown.
The U.S. Defense Department says military operations against Islamic State militants in Iraq are costing on average $7.5 million per day. Rear Admiral John Kirby said Friday the cost in Iraq has increased as activities have intensified since they started in mid-June. The news comes a day after President Barack Obama downplayed the possibility of adding U.S. airstrikes against Islamic extremists in Syria, but added the administration is still working on a comprehensive plan to deal with the terror group. Kirby said the military is in the process of drawing up options for the president to potentially order strikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, as they have done in Iraq.
But the Syria component is relatively new. We continue to refine and work on options. That's our job. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that while you have planners doing it at a low level, that you're ready at a high level to sit down and examine them in great detail. And we just aren't there yet as an interagency team.
You can read more about this story at our website, voanews.com. The United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israel border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The UN said Friday it has received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to remove them from an active battlefield. The name of the group holding the soldiers has not been released. Earlier media reports indicate involvement by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America. On this edition of the program, we'll take you to the place they call the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, to celebrate the 35th edition of the Detroit Jazz Festival. We'll talk to four of the artists that'll perform there and hear music from many of the folks that'll be in Detroit over the Labor Day weekend. From the 29th of August through the 1st of September, what's known in America as the Labor Day weekend, it's a holiday celebrating the hardworking people of the United States of America. All the fans of jazz will gather to celebrate jazz in all of its glory and all of its many different styles, too. Many of the artists that'll perform in Detroit are Detroiters themselves. It's a real celebration of the legacy, the history of one of the great musical cities in our country. Now, there are also musicians from all over the world coming to play there, and I'll try to give you an idea of some of the artists that'll perform in Detroit for the 35th edition of this all-free jazz festival. That's one of the astounding things about Detroit. It is absolutely free. You don't have to pay one penny to hear this incredible music. Before we get into the events of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, I want to begin this edition of Jazz America with a celebration of two of the greats of jazz history who just happened to have the same birthday. Dinah Washington, the great vocalist known as the Queen of the Blues, who was born in Alabama on the 29th of August in 1924, would be 90 years old if she were alive today, but she died in Detroit in 1963 at the age of 39. Let's enjoy Dinah Washington as we go back in time and hear one of her classic songs, I Wanna Be Around, and then we'll hear music from another artist who also shares her birthday, the 29th of August, a certain Mr. Charlie Parker.
I want to be around to pick up the pieces when somebody breaks your heart, somebody twice as smart as I. Somebody who will swear to be true like you used to do to me, who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I wanna be around to see how you take it when she starts to play your game, starts handing you the same old line, yeah. And that's when I discover that revenge is sweet. Yes, as I sit there applauding from my front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart, yeah, like you broke mine, I wanna be around to see how she does it when she breaks your heart to bits. Oh, baby, let's see if the puzzle fits. So fine. Yes, and that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet. Yes, as I sit there applauding, yeah,
I've had a lot of fun listening to the great Charlie Parker, one of the great modernists of all time. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, a great big hand for Charlie Parker. Everyone.
I didn't think that anybody'd have any problems starting this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a couple of classics from the mid-20th century. That was the great Charlie Parker, recorded live in the Boston, Massachusetts club The Hi-Hat back in 1953 with his classic song Ornithology. And he was born on the 29th of August in 1920. He'd be 94 years old if he were around today. He and Dinah Washington back-to-back to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America, both of them sharing the same birthday, the 29th of August. And now it's time to turn to the Motor City and to one of the daughters of Detroit, Michigan, who'll be performing her latest work at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. Let's talk to the great violinist Regina Carter from Detroit and then hear her music from her latest release, Southern Exposure, here on VOA's Jazz America. There's nothing like coming home, and what a celebratory homecoming it was for Detroit's own Regina Carter as she played her violin with her quartet. Regina took time after the performance to have this conversation with me on the banks of the Detroit River under the trees near the stage where she just performed the Riverfront Stage. Regina Carter comes home, and some people like to escape where they came from, and you've been traveling all over the world. You belong to the world, but you really enjoy playing at home today, didn't you?
I love myself. When I mean that, when I say I love Detroit, it's always my home. Whenever I'm coming here, if I'm coming to visit or coming to work, I say I'm going home, and people know what I mean. This will always be my home. It's a great city. I know the city's struggling, but people forget that Detroit started struggling way before any of the rest of the country did, and I see progress already being made. It won't be the city that it was, but it'll be something special again, and I really love this place. You know,
the spirit of the city is really strong because the spirit of its artists are really strong, I believe.
I was glad to be able to come home and do this.
Get back to work here.
Okay.
Regina, good to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
Regina Carter's last recorded efforts was Reverse Thread, her investigation of her African roots. And her latest release, Southern Exposure, is an investigation of her Southern roots, as her grandparents were born and raised in the Deep South in the state of Alabama. And written by the great musical son of the state of Alabama, Hank Williams, that is Honky Tonkin', turned into a little bit of world music and jazz. It's from Southern Exposure, Regina Carter sounding as she shall at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. And here's another artist who'll be debuting his latest work at the Detroit Jazz Festival. He's pianist Orrin Evans. He'll be debuting his new release, The Liberation Blues, with J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Sean Jones on trumpet, and the rest of his great band. Here is Orrin Evans on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you. Pianist Orrin Evans and joining with him, trumpeter Sean Jones. Both of those gentlemen will be leading their own bands at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. And we'll be hearing more from two guitarists that'll be performing in Detroit this year. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I received from a longtime Jazz America listener, and he writes me as follows. Hi, Russ. Please keep up the good work started those many years ago by your predecessor, Willis Conover. And please play me a piece by any of the leading guitar virtuosos for my own listening pleasure and all those lovers of this great VOA program. Ray Ondoro from Nairobi, Kenya. Well, Ray, great to hear from you as always. And speaking of guitarists, I'll be happy to play some guitar music for you. As a matter of fact, two great guitarists back to back. You're going to hear John Pizzarelli, who's going to be doing double duty at the Detroit Jazz Festival. He'll be performing with his father, Bucky Pizzarelli, in a great concert, and he'll also be sitting in on a panel discussion with the great pianist from Chicago, Ramsey Lewis, as they talk about the legacy of Nat King Cole. We'll follow that with some music from the great electric guitar master, Mike Stern, who'll be bringing his band to Detroit. But first, to the music of Nat King Cole, as performed by the great John Pizzarelli. Here's John on guitar and vocals, joined by the great pianist Benny Green and bassist Christian McBride for their version of the classic Route 66 from John Pizzarelli's album Dear Mr. Cole.
Way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks my height, Tennessee, Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah. get hip to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks, get your kicks on 66.
Guitarist Mike Stern, sounding as he shall at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival, leading his own band. And that song you just heard from his album All Over the Place features a Detroit connection. The song was entitled OCD, and it featured Dave Holland on the bass. Dave will be leading his own band Prism at the Detroit Jazz Festival this year. And on the saxophone, Detroit native Kenny Garrett. Hope you enjoyed the sound of guitarist Mike Stern, and if you're in Detroit, you'll hear him and his band this year. Now it's time to turn to a conversation I enjoyed not long ago with another of the participants at the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. In fact, he's going to be what's known as the Artist in Residence, kicking off the festival's events with a concert featuring the trio The Bad Plus, and then playing in other settings, everything from small groups, his own band, to big band settings. He is saxophonist Joshua Redman. Let's talk to him and then hear from his latest release, Trios Live, as he gives us his version of a rock classic from the band Led Zeppelin. Joshua Redman joining us now here on VOA's Jazz America.
With anything that any musician does, there are going to be people who like it and receive it well and people who don't. And I think anytime you do something which is a departure from what you've established yourself as, there's always going to be people who don't want to go with you, and then people who hopefully will want to go with you, or new people that maybe didn't like what you were doing before. I don't worry about that stuff. There's nothing scary to me about the issue of perceptions or how people will or won't receive it. I think you can be an electric jazz musician. I think you can be an acoustic jazz musician. I think ultimately those distinctions don't really mean that much. However you define jazz, that's really not what's important. What's important is, does the music have soul? Does it have spirit? Does it have feeling? Is it intelligent? Is it creative? Is it adventurous? To me, is it spontaneous? To me, if it has all those things, it's good music. And if it has all those things, it's jazz. Also, I should say that we're using electric instruments, but, you know, there's as much acoustic. I mean, the saxophone certainly is acoustic. The drums are acoustic. We're coming from the standpoint of acoustic musicians. It's almost like we just have a wider range of sounds and colors at our disposal. But our core orientation is still the same.
We'll be right back.
Can you take a rock classic by Led Zeppelin and turn it into jazz? Well, the answer to that question is a resounding yes, as you just heard with the song The Ocean from Trios Live, the latest from artist in residence at the Detroit Jazz Festival for 2014, Joshua Redman. Here's another artist who will be doing double duty with two different performances. He'll perform on Sunday in a duo setting and on Saturday with his full band, Randy Weston's African Rhythms. From his album, Kapira, here is Randy Weston with the song Niger Mambo, sounding as he shall in Detroit this year on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The great Randy Weston. Russ Davis here, hoping you'll join me next hour for more of our highlights of the 35th Detroit Jazz Festival. We'll talk to more of the artists and hear their music.